Good afternoon and welcome to the Markets Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 28th of March. We'll just call it Lithium Day today, shall we? But as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast today. Well, it's been an interesting day, to say the least, not least of which if you've been short any of the lithium stocks because you have had an absolute shocker today. It is fair to say it has not been a good day for you. Let's start off with the index, up 72.1 points or 1.04%, 7,034.1. It does seem as if the banking crisis, what crisis, is maybe abating somewhat. We opened at 69.75.1, 7,047.4 the high and 69.73.4 the low. So an 80-odd point range in the index today, but it was all about resources today. It was the best of times and really the best of times. The big news of the day, of course, was that Liontown was bid for by Albemarle at $2.50, the stock closing up a whacking 68.5%. Now, bear in mind, there were a couple of days ago, because the short selling that ASIC gives to the exchange is a few days old. But bearing in mind, there was 198 million shares that were short in Liontown. They are up $1.04 today. So that is an awful lot of money. That is over $200 million that the shorts have copped today, at least in mark-to-market. Of course, we don't know whether they've covered, but certainly the Liontown bid by Albemarle was the story of the day. It set the blue, well, it lit the blue touch paper in the lithium sector, and you stood well back and watched it explode like a Roman candle or a firework in the night. We saw, as I say, Liontown up 68.5%. The rest of the lithium stocks were off and running. Argosy up 16.3%, Core Lithium up 15.4%, Alchem up 13.7%, Pilbara up 11.9%, Ioneer up two singles, 11.11%, Sayona up 10.8%. You kind of get the idea. The rest of the resources were pretty firm as well. BHP up nearly 2%, we saw Rio up 0.6%, Mineral Resources doing well as well. Of course, that is a lithium and iron ore stock, up nearly 6%. IGO, lithium space, up 6.8%. Even Linus caught the imagination, up 2.8%. And Chalice, which had a reserve upgrade today, up 8.9%. So it was all about those resource stocks there. Gold miners, though, not faring quite so well. Evolution down 1.4%, Newcrest down 0.6%, and Northern Star down 0.8%. Base metal stocks doing okay, not spectacular. Samphire up 3.6%. And in the energy space, we had the oil and gas stocks bouncing back, of course. Lots going on there at the moment with the New South Wales election and also the federal government's green energy policy there. Woodside was up 4.8%, Santos up 3.1%, and the coal stocks better, and uranium better. Whitehaven up 6.1%, Paladin up 9%. Looking across at the banks, a solid day in the banking sector with the big bank basket up 1%, ANZ up 0.9%, CBA up 1%, Westpac up 1.4%, and NABs up 0.9%, Macquarie doing well up 2%, and Magellan also doing quite well, up 3.7%. Square or Block 5.9% higher as well, and Challenger up 4.1%. So a little bit of interest and a little bit happening in that sector. The rest of the market was really just watching. The REITs were a little better. Charter Hall up 2.8%. We did see AGL up 0.9%. Origin unchanged on formalisation of that bid from Brookfield and EIG. Computer Share up 2.8% today, not a bad move for them. And we saw West Farmers up 0.4% and Woolies and Coles pretty much unchanged. Looking at the tech space, let's have a little look at the tech space. Not an awful lot of interest there. We had our REA group up 2.1%, and we did see a little bit of positive movement, although zero down 2.9%. In corporate news today, plenty around Liontown, obviously the talk of the town roaring ahead, but United Malt Group didn't want to be left out of the action today. They got a what we call a Malteser bid from one of the big maltsters in the world. They were up 30.8%, $1.06 to $4.50. The bid is at $5. So a little bit of a little bit more to come in that. But the market's certainly a little bit underwhelmed so far with that bid. Also, the Origin bid finalized at around $8.91-ish, depending on where the US dollar is. It's based on 70 cents, the US dollar. Exchange rate, obviously more hurdles to come with the FIRB. On the economic front though, retail trade, 0.2%, slightly better than the market was going for. Solly Liu certainly talking about that yesterday, saying that things were going pretty much gangbusters for Peter Alexander and Smiggle at least, and that shoppers were back and malls were busy. Asian markets, a little bit mixed. Japan down 0.2, Hong Kong up 0.7, China off 0.2. 10-year yields back up to 3.9% today. All right, well, let's look at the winners for Grinners today. And I've pretty much run through them all. Liontown, LTR, UMG on the bid, AGY, Argosy. Not only were the lithium stocks all good, but Argosy had a Macquarie report out today on Rincon progress in South America. Core Lithium, CXO, AKE doing well, Pilbara, Ioneer, Sayona, all big winners today. In the naughty corner, and there were a few today on the naughty step, I have to say, despite the fact the index was up 72 points, we had the likes of A4N, Alpha, HPA, which we did have a bit of a run yesterday, a bit of unwind today, 6.5% down. Dalrymple Bay, same deal, up yesterday, down today, 5.7%. Estia Health, EHE, down 4.5%. AAC, there's no beef here. Australian Agriculture, down 4%. Volume pretty light, though, 188,000 shares. Bellevue Gold, one of the losers today, as were a lot of gold stocks, down 4%. Telex, TLX, down 3.1%. And Zero, down 2.9% there as well. Positive sectors today, well, it was lithium. The banks, we had oil and gas as well, and coal better. Negative sectors, gold miners and toll roads. Did I say that lithium is one of the best sectors today? Maybe. I may have skipped over that. Big bank basket up to $167.89, which was up 1%. Alltech index up 0.5. Gold in Aussie dollar terms back down to 29.25. Still pretty elevated, but failing to crack that 3,000 level. Bitcoin easing off a little bit, $26,965, a fun token, and the Aussie dollar higher at 66.93. 10-year yields pushing higher on that back of the retail sales. We'll get onto that in a minute. 3.29%. Asian markets mixed. We had Hong Kong up 0.7%, China off 0.2%, and Japan down 0.2%. And US futures currently, we have Dow up 15, Dow up 51, and NASDAQ up 15. Major movers and shakers, well, let's not ponder or let's not labour the point. If you're short some of these lithium stocks, you have had an almightily terrible day. There are 200 million shares short in Liontown. There's about 180 odd million short in Core Lithium, so it's not been much fun. Megaport, though, was a little bit of fun today. Unusual for Megaport, up 3.95%. They did announce a new CEO. Weebit Nano, starting to recover. Did get sold off heavily yesterday, but recovering today, up 6.75%. Paladin, joining in the resource bounce at the moment, up 9%. Patriot Metals, or Patriot Battery Metals, PMT, up 23.2%. Proteomics, PIQ, blast from the past, that one, I have to say. That one is up 7.3% today. I didn't see any announcements, but there was a bit of a broker upgrade on that one. A4N, profit taking, 6.5% down, 0 down 2.9. ALX, broker downgrade, that's Atlas Arterial Toll Roads in France, of course, given what's going on in France at the moment with all the eruptions because they're raising the retirement age by a whole 2 years to 64. I feel sorry for those French people. They're going to have to work a little bit harder for 2 years. Directors' nominations have closed and broker downgrade as well affecting that one. Rhythm Biosciences, a little bit out of the groove at the moment, down 7.07%. They did get that TGA submission withdrawal earlier this month. KCN, which is Kingsgate, cratered today. It was only the other day that they were announcing that they had got production back at Chatree, which of course is their Thai mine, which I have to say gave them a decade of heartache and trouble as it was pretty much confiscated by the Thai government. Now the stock has cratered today, falling heavily, down 25.37%. They issued 30 million odd shares at $1.50 as part of a fundraiser. And guess where the stock closed? $1.50. Sezzle was down 5.3%, bit of a give back day today. Speculative stock of the day, well, to be honest, the lithium stocks did kind of steal the limelight there. Liontown, 137 million shares of Liontown traded today. There wasn't anything else apart from UMG. Oh my God, or you my God, up 30.8%, 6 million shares traded today. But other than that, speculative stocks were a little bit bleak. I think all the punting was in Liontown today. Company news today, Stradling Resources, STA, Strandline actually. Let's get its name right. Shall we, guys? Strandline Resources completes its fourth shipment of heavy mineral concentrate at Coburn. The company exported 35,000 tonnes of HMC, that is heavy metal concentrate, since commercial production began in November 2022. Let's go to the Liontown announcement. They have rejected a conditional and non-binding proposal from Albemarle to acquire all the shares in Liontown for $2.50. Now, this was the third bid that Albemarle have put to Liontown, the only one to be made public. There has been a war of words to some extent post this announcement. Liontown not really that keen to engage and have told shareholders obviously to do nothing. Liontown closed at $2.57, which is 7 cents above that bid. But Albemarle have gone a little bit hostile and said that maybe they should be putting that offer to shareholders. Maybe they need to increase the offer and then put it to shareholders. There has been form in this with New Century Resources recently where that one went hostile straight off. And they've now got over 90% of the company. That's Sibanye-Stillwater. Origin Energy, ORG. Brookfield is pledging to invest billions, of course they are, to accelerate the company's decarbonisation. It equates to $8.912 a share. Valuing Origin at $18.7 billion. Where will that money go? Be interesting to know where that cash will go. NIB Holdings has acquired Connect Plan Management, its third NDIS provider. And Reliance Worldwide has announced the launch of two new product ranges in the Americas. Earth-shattering stuff. Chalice Mining has increased the estimated mineral resource for its Gonneville deposit by nearly 50% to around 3 million tonnes of nickel equivalent. Chalice had a good day today. Fair to say that Tim Goyder has had probably the best day of anyone today. United Malt Group, Malteries Soufflet, the second largest maltster globally, one of the Maltesers, has submitted an indicative proposal to acquire UMG offering $5, which represents a 45% premium to the last closing price. On the economic front today, February retail sales data was pretty much in line, 0.2% better month on month. Helping the consumer discretionary sector up a little bit today. And in Asian markets, the US has agreed to boost cooperation with Japan on critical material and mineral supply chains and to expand access to tax breaks. This is the Inflation Reduction Act, which is proving actually completely false in that it's not actually coping with inflation at all or reducing inflation. But the IRA is supposed to increase the US strategic dependency on its allies rather than its enemies like China, and also put more production in the US batteries and lithium and other strategic metals in the US. China's economic rebound weaker than expected, warns the shipping company Maersk. And private equity deals in Asia plunged 44% in 2022. No wonder they're all coming here. And Jeffrey Dunlap said on CNBC this morning that he expects the US session will start in a few months and the Federal Reserve will need to respond very dramatically. There you go. Generative AI set to affect 300 million jobs across major economies. Marvin the robot computer coming to a place near you. And top Fed officials have blasted the SVB collapse as what they called it a textbook case of mismanagement. I think that is fair to say. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. Have a great evening. And if you're out there in lithium land, you can raise a glass tonight. Thanks a lot.